for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some local news headlines for Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. Mayor Bill de Blasio heads to Albany on Wednesday to attend a legislative budget hearing and to testify. De Blasio's agenda is ambitious and includes defending the city's rent regulations, pushing for a higher minimum wage, and greater funding for public education.
It's an opportunity to lay out what New York City is doing right now, what our city government is doing, and how it connects to the needs that Albany can support us in. What's clear to me is we have a lot of areas where if Albany supports us, we can get a lot more done for the people of the city. If Albany doesn't, it's just that much harder. And then there's some areas like education funding where there's historical realities that need to be addressed very squarely in terms of fairness and equity in funding. So we'll be reviewing all that. And you know, as with any other testimony, hopefully it is well received and helps frame the thinking of our legislators.
The mayor's testimony could prove pivotal to the always fractious relationship between City Hall and the Capitol. While the mayor says he has a good working relationship with the governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, there are battles ahead, and he has frosty relations with Republican Senate leaders. In the Assembly earlier this month, de Blasio's longtime ally, ex-Speaker Sheldon Silver, resigned his leadership position. This followed corruption charges. It remains to be seen whether de Blasio has a new partner in Silver's replacement. Newly elected Speaker Carl Hastie is a Bronx Democrat and shares many of de Blasio's priorities. Tomorrow, a disparity study comes out which shows where opportunity is and where it isn't in the city. The administration says this will provide a framework for how to continue to address the inequality gap. The court system has been nickel and diming New Yorkers' civil rights, says New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. He went to housing courts throughout the five boroughs. He found that tenants with limited English proficiency face insurmountable hurdles when they go to housing courts. They wait for hours for interpreters. Help desks often can't provide necessary services, and signs are often only in English. Stringer issued a report calling for reform. He said justice is hard to find in courthouses that confuse the people they are supposed to serve. In New York City, more than 1.8 million New Yorkers' native language is not English. Three boxes of evidence from the lengthy investigation into the 1979 disappearance of Eitan Peetz have turned up in a New York police station during the suspect's murder trial. An attorney for Pedro Hernandez says there are thousands of pages to go through. She said she may have to seek a mistrial or recall witnesses who have already testified. Hernandez was a stock clerk at a convenience store near where the little boy went missing. This was on May 25, 1979. Hernandez confessed in 2012. His defense says the admissions are fiction. The boxes were discovered late last week at a Harlem station that polices public housing. This is far from where the little boy went missing. They contain missing persons posters of the boy and handwritten notes from the investigation into an earlier suspect who was never charged. A subway station that was destroyed when the World Trade Center towers collapsed onto it in 2001 is still under construction. Likely, it won't reopen until 2018. The Cortlandt Street No. 1 train station was crushed beneath falling debris from the towers on September 11, 2001. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey spent about $19 million finishing the first demolition phase of repairing the station. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority voted on Monday to take over the project. The two agencies haggled over who would pay for the station's reconstruction for years. The MTA says the Port Authority awarded a contract to reconstruct the station in 2013. That was before cost sharing was finalized. The Transit Authority will now spend $101 million rebuilding it. That includes an additional $31 million for construction delays. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio is blasting the possibility that Congress might shut down the Department of Homeland Security.
Very concerned, very frustrated. This should be something that is above the partisan fray. This is literally a matter of protecting our nation.
The Republican-controlled Congress threatened to stop funding the Department of Homeland Security as part of a broader fight over President Barack Obama's immigration policies.
I think the difference, if it is not resolved, there's a big difference between short-term and long-term. In the short-term, I think, you know, again, particularly in New York City's case, we have a lot of tools to protect ourselves. But I think if this is not resolved by Friday or soon after, it starts to undermine the defense of this nation and becomes a huge problem. So again, I hope cooler heads will prevail.
De Blasio said the police department could safeguard the city in the short term. A long shutdown could compromise New York's security. And the mayor is doing the weather for us this morning.
The high will be 20 degrees during the day, wind chills between 5 and negative 5. Around 20 degrees also going into the evening Tuesday. Wind chills will be a little bit better then. The wind will calm down as we go into the evening, at least based on what we know at this point. So it's really the next 24 hours plus. Very, very cold, dangerously cold out. People should minimize their exposure. We are not at this moment, I emphasize the words at this moment, seeing a lot of prospect of snow. Low chance of snow showers predicted for Tuesday night into Wednesday with very limited accumulation. But as I like to preach, that is something we check constantly. It can change rapidly, but right now, thank God, not a problem. Key point with this kind of bitter cold, stay indoors if you can. Limit your time outside. I will keep saying this one about 311. If anyone doesn't have heat and hot water, call 311. Call early. Don't call late. Let people know. Let 311 know immediately if you have a problem so we can act on it.
And de Blasio says, please, please check in on your neighbors. If you've got any neighbors, seniors, folks who may have an illness, anyone who needs any particular help, please check in on them and offer them some help. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.